Welcome to Slice of Life, those few stolen moments out of your busy day devoted to food, fun, and my personal attempt to convince the USDA to make chocolate a food group. I'm your host, Eileen Goltz, foods writer, columnist for the Journal Gazette, and cookbook author. Today's recipe and topic of conversation is blue cheese. This episode of Slice of Life is dedicated to my friend Arlene and her love of blue cheese. Me, not so much love for blue cheese. In fact, on the scale of cheeses that I love to eat and cook with, cheddar and brie being among the top two, blue is not even on the chart. Whenever Arlene and I eat lunch together and the opportunity arises to share a large Cobb salad, first rule of our friendship is that the blue cheese always goes on the side so I don't have to look at it or smell it. Blue cheese is a cow's milk or goat's milk cheese with a vein of blue or blue-green mold running through it. Yeah, I know, eating mold. Not so appetizing when you have to explain it. Much like wine, blue cheeses are a product of the area that they're created in. True blue cheeses like Roquefort, Gorgonzola, and Stilton are a protected designation of origin cheese. That means they can only bear the name if they're made in a particular region of the country. Not surprising to me is the notion that blue cheese is believed to have been discovered by accident. You think someone just said, oh yeah, let's put mold in the cheese and eat it. Yeah, that's a good idea. I didn't think so either. Today, most blue cheeses are either injected with the mold, like Roquefort, or the mold is mixed right in with the curds, as it is with Gorgonzola, just to make sure that it's evenly distributed throughout the cheese. Most of the cheeses are still aged in the original caves in which they were first created. Since Arlene is one of my best friends and one of the best cooks I know, I'm going to have to take her word for it that blue cheese is actually tasty. I'm not going to try it again. I have not personally tested the following recipe, but the friend who gave it to me says it's absolutely delicious, and it's a blue cheese walnut cracker recipe. You need 1.5 cups of flour, 1 teaspoon of cracked black pepper, should be freshly ground, 8 ounces of blue cheese, about 1/2 cup, 1/4 cup of butter, don't use margarine in this recipe, it needs to be butter, 1 cup of chopped walnuts or 1/2 cup of chopped walnuts and 1/2 cup of chopped pecans, 2 egg yolks slightly beaten. In a bowl, combine the flour and the pepper. Place the cheese and the butter in the bowl and cut it in with either a fork or a knife or a pastry blender, just till it gets crumbly. Add the walnuts and the egg yolks. Stir until it's all combined. Form the mixture into a ball and knead it with your hands until it clings together, about 4 or 5 minutes. Divide the dough in half. Shape each half into a log about 9 inches long. Wrap these logs in plastics and chill them for at least 2 hours, but up to 4 hours. When you're ready to prepare your crackers, preheat the oven to 425. Cut each log into 1/4 to 1 inch thick slices. Place the slices on an ungreased cookie sheet. Bake for 8 to 10 minutes until the bottoms are slightly golden. You want to cool them on a wire rack. Serve them warm or at room temperature. Store them tightly covered in the refrigerator for about a week. That makes about 8 to 10. Thanks for listening to Slice of Life. I'm your host, Eileen Goltz. As always, I welcome any comments and column suggestions you might have. If you missed the recipe, you can find it on the web at nipr.fm or email me at ezTlog, that's Goltz backwards, at gmail.com. You can catch up on my columns in the Journal Gazette at jg.net. This is Eileen Goltz. As always, I encourage you to eat dessert first.